This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Focus Conversationally. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the DJB experience. Don't forget, we're going to give away a laptop on Black Friday. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB show, for the details of how we will give that away on the air. Joining us in a few moments is pet expert Warren Eckstein with some more tips on taking care of your dog, especially as we get close to Thanksgiving, the do's and don'ts of what you give your dog to eat. The Chinese are active everywhere trying to buy up American businesses. I find this to be a heralding of the continuing onslaught, and I find it because in my neighborhood, my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, we have a lot of very prominent businesses that are headquartered here. The worldwide headquarters for Staples is in Framingham. Worldwide headquarters for TJ Maxx, is in Framingham. The Bose Corporation was started, founded, and is headquartered here in Framingham. There are a number of large corporations that have found this a good place, strategically located outside of Boston, blah, blah, blah. One of the companies is called International Data Group, otherwise known as IDG. You know them because they publish magazines like PC World and others that are focused in the PC World is what you would expect. Everybody here read PC World? It's in most, I mean, you can't.
I've done the .com version, but yeah, not right. The actual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you can't go into an office without, what is the old expression, swing a dead cat and you see a copy of PC World. Anyway, this company is worth $1 billion, the publishing rights to all the things, and they're headquartered here, and the Chinese investor group, headed by Hugo Shuang, has offered to pay $1 billion to take over this company. So the Chinese will come to Framingham. They will figure out whether they want to keep the headquarters here or they want to move it to Hong Kong or Feng Shui or whatever it is they move it to. So I find, I don't know, is it good or not good? It's great for this family. They went public a while ago, and then, but the family has already cashed out. But now all the stockholders will cash out with the $1 billion. But imagine spending $1 billion just to buy a publishing company like that's a specialty publishing company. I find that fascinating.
And at a time where magazines are pretty much dead. I mean, there are very few that are still in circulation. I mean, the tabloids, especially in the summertime, because people take them on vacation and, you know, and they sell big at airports. But other than that, regular circulations are just, they're dead, if not dying right now on the vine.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll bring people and dogs and cats and everybody back to life. Warren Eckstein is here, who is the host of the Pet Show. I like to have him on for an extended period. He does a pet tip every day on the program, and he shows up once a week to give us advice. And then there are comments from people that always seem to develop after you've been on the air and you've said something in one of your appearances here or posted. Warren does a pet show that's heard around the country on lots of great radio stations every weekend. And he's created a line of pet vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses. One line specifically for dogs, another line specifically for cats. And I will tell you, Warren, that Meredith is one of your big fans. She doesn't ask me. She never asks me to get something for free. Excuse me. She never asks me to get something free.
For free?
Yeah, see what a bad influence you are on me, Victoria?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh,
she'll blame Victoria.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's bad English, Warren, in case you didn't get that. So she buys these things. She loves giving hugs and kisses to Millie. You have created something that's very good. You've done a wonderful. You've been on the air for so long, and you've helped so many people. You've had so much time with dogs. I wonder, about things that we forget about. We have emergency survival kits for our children, sometimes for ourselves. But do you think about your pet? If you are worried about survival, have you worried about survival of your pet? 7 days supply of this, that, and the other. Isn't that what we put aside for ourselves if we're worried about even a hurricane or a tornado or something? So shouldn't we be thinking about emergency survival kits for our pets?
You know, it's a great question, Doug. And right after Hurricane Katrina, I was contacted by the Department of Homeland Security and put on board. And what I did with the Homeland Security Department was basically talk to people about the importance of having an emergency preparedness, not only for the human family members, but those that don't walk upright as well. And it's very similar things. You know, 7 days, they usually say 3 or 4 days, but 7 days is a great way to go. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have bandages. If your dog is on medication, make sure you have the medication and extra prescriptions, an extra leash, an extra collar. Where I live in Santa Monica, you know, God forbid it should be for a while, but we have earthquakes out here. So I always have little booties available for my dog so I can put those booties on them if I have to walk them around. There's a lot of glass and debris around. So just using common sense. And there are now, you can actually go online and buy little first aid kits for your pets, but it's important to prepare an emergency. For example, in my neighborhood, what I did is I organized with my neighbors, because again, we're earthquake, or whether you live in a place where there's floods or hurricanes, I organize with my neighbors to know which pets are in my neighborhood, and if they weren't home, where we can go. And there's one person that has keys to everyone's home, someone we trust, obviously, as an emergency evacuation scenario if we need to.
Do you realize how hard it's been for Jennifer to not comment on the little booty comment?
I know. She's so mature, by the way. Just FYI.
The smoke coming out of her ears.
Wait, Jennifer, you live in Cal. You know that they tell you to get ready for an earthquake, have a pair of shoes or something alongside of the bed so you can put them right on. And dog, you know, when I was working at Ground Zero at 9/11, all of the dogs there had to wear booties because of all of the debris that was around it. And an earthquake, it could be the same thing, so it's important to do that.
All right, so there it is. Emergency survival kits and guides for you to think about. Warren Eckstein, the pet fella. Go to thepetshow.com and find out what's happening on the Pet Show this weekend. There's a great podcast, all kinds of information from Warren. He's my hero. It's 14 past the hour. In a moment, what to do if you are considering bankruptcy. That idea will help you. We're here to help. I was going to say on Good Day, isn't it? And, you know, I've been working at this. How long have we been doing the DJV thing? About, what,
you
4 months?
Now. Yeah.
A
couple months,
I have only slipped once or twice.
You have? That's true.
There is one of them. Maybe once or twice it's okay. But after that, I get demerits. The girls get a buck for every time I say good day. Yes.
Nice.
All right. Hey, Warren, thank you. Good to have you here. As usual, I already told you what time it was, and I already made a mistake. This is the DJV experience on the radio. I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
The holidays have arrived. And gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right. Anyone. Even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 and a half the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So there are a number of financial items that are important for us to consider today. If you are thinking about bankruptcy, and I tell you this, not to make it a downer, sort of, but there are a lot of people who, around this time of year, look at what they, especially if you're self-employed, you look at the realities of what's going on, and there are various things you can do. Chapter 7, for example, most of your unsecured debt is erased, credit card, medical bills, that sort of thing. You still have to pay your student loans and taxes. Your property can be taken, but if you're going to Chapter 13, this is what always confused me. There's Chapter 13, Chapter 11, Chapter 7. Okay, what's best for me? If you're under 13, you keep your property, but you got to repay some of the debts. Judges usually give you about 5 years to pay them back. Then you have Chapter 11, which is the worst. I think it's the worst option. You lose pretty much everything. You can kiss your life and your assets goodbye. But how do people get into that situation? Do you anybody here know anyone who's ever gone bankrupt, declared bankruptcy? No, Jennifer, you know anybody?
Not in a close way, not like a close friend. But it's so bad because even though it helps you with your debt at the moment, I mean, that follows you. It's really hard to come back.
7 years.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
Meant to be a snarky question. This is a genuine question. But how did Donald Trump do that so many times? Because he's restructured a bunch of times, right? Or
yeah.
He's filed for bankruptcy, but it must be a different chapter.
And also because businesses have protection of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as a person, as an individual, when you file from bankruptcy, there's not like you can change your name and say, well, now I'm Doug Steffen. How you doing?
Well,
get away from the bankruptcy.
There's a structure
with
to
you
it.
Have, right, with businesses,
there's a structure.
You have companies.
And what Trump does is...
Is that if you're incorporated? Like if you're incorporated,
he sets up different LLCs or corporations that do one thing and one thing only. Like this LLC will own a hotel. This LLC will own the airline. This LLC will own a restaurant. He doesn't have one big giant corporation that runs everything. He separates them out. Mm-hmm. And in terms of it being solid business, it is, because if the business is weak, it doesn't drag down the rest of your business. It just depends on your point of view.
Yeah, I think it's good that you explain that, because a lot of people are genuinely confused about that. You hear these headlines and you hear about that.
Trump's
all the time.
Gone bankrupt. Well,
his
some of his businesses.
His person
that didn't,
has not.
He will try something to make it work, and you know, I mean, when you think of what's been thrown against the wall by him in his defense, not that I have to be his defender, but this guy's created hundreds of businesses, and have some of them failed? Yep, but many more of them have succeeded than not. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he takes that acumen and applies it to the people that he hires to run the government. That's what.
And
I'm
if you're running your own business, it is so smart to get yourself incorporated or provide yourself with protection.
Yeah,
right.
LLCs are even better. 21 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In the middle of a dance floor, all alone, in the middle of an old school country song, right when I was just about to lean on it, why'd you have to go then, baby?
All right, so now we have the almost impossible task of identifying a new musician. But because Jennifer is so good, she is going to give us the storyline of Cole Swindell, who has come out of nowhere to be number one this week on the country chart, called the song called Middle of a Memory. It's been on the Billboard Country Airplay chart for 28 weeks now, number one. He says, I'm so thankful I wrote this song with my buddies Ashley Gourley and Zach Crowell. We literally wrote it in the middle of another song, meant to be a moment, turned into the number one song in the country. Thank you. So this is the fourth time he's been number one. I don't know this guy at all.
He's kind of new. I mean, he just has been on the scene for probably, I don't know, 2 years. His best known song is Chillin' It. And he was on tour with a couple of big artists. Most recognizable would be Luke Bryan. He opened for Luke Bryan's tour last year. And started out, actually, I found this out from Kara, who's Googling away, that Ryan's merchandise manager. And
selling t-shirts instead of concerts?
Helping develop the merchandise for Luke Bryan, and so then he also had a talent, and Luke Bryan's pretty good about extending hands to people and putting them out on the road, and that really helped boost him up.
Yeah, alright. So now we know more than we did before, at least I do, about Cole Swindell. I'll recognize the name. That's a hard name to forget.
And Cole Swindell, it's a great name.
That's
a
good country artists, name. Yeah. Whether they go out of their way to try to find names that sound country, or they just are, like, I mean, Garth Brooks. What other kind of music would you
sing? I think Garth and Cole are probably legitimately named those names because of it. Yeah.
And the rest of them are fakers?
Well, you're saying that their names sound southern.
What's Tim McGraw's real name? Doesn't he have a weird name?
McGraw's his last name. His dad, it wasn't the name he grew up with, but his dad was Tug McGraw, the baseball player.
Right.
And so he took that name when he became a country
singer. Okay, so he did have a different last name. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to what Bruno Mars is up to. We were talking about the tours getting started, the plans being made for, like, New Kids on the Block and Boys to Men next summer. It looks like Bruno Mars and his people are working on a tour as well in support of his latest album, 24K Magic.
Let's see. Yesterday, the dates were announced around Europe and North America, starting the end of March in Antwerp, and then going all the way to November. Wow. To the Forum in L.A., Jen. I did not realize he came from Hawaii. I don't know why I didn't, but...
Yes.
Represent.
Again, with names, Bruno Mars is definitely not his real name. His real name, no. I think, is Hector Gonzalez.
Is it? Really?
It's either that or something very similar.
Like Bruno, but
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
Hector, thank you.
But he is so good live. If you like Bruno Mars at all, definitely go check him out live.
The ladies were laughing at me because I was confusing him with Adam Levine from Maroon 5. And they just,
that's a skill only you possess.
Good to know I'm unique in some way, shape, or form.
Very unique.
Yes. All right. So we were also making reference, let's see if we can do this quickly, to the Super Bowl commercials, Christmas Super Bowl commercials at the Super Bowl in the UK for soccer. Here's one of those interesting and clever commercials.
This one's just going to be music right now, but it's actually really cute. It's a dad setting up a trampoline in the backyard for Christmas, and there are a bunch of foxes that come out of the woods and start jumping on it, and then the little girl comes out in the morning and sees the trampoline, and she's so excited, and her dog runs in front of her to get on the trampoline first, and so it's a silly commercial, but they have the best little lines at the end that bring it all together, and so at the end it says, gifts for everyone to enjoy. So,
see, not only I'm not the only one here who can describe things that are in pictures on the air with words. There's Kara doing a good job. 28 past the hour.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th Gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone!
For everyone!
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial. Funding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I do.
It's got a good spin on the day here. What to say when there's nothing to be said? Listen to us. We'll give you some clues. The DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the Dougster on the air. Don't forget about our laptop giveaway. We'll do that a week from Friday on the program. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, and get all of the details. In a few moments, we're going to spend some time here with Black Friday in mind. I was just telling the ladies that there's a special on. I actually think I said it on the air, too, didn't I, about what's going on at Home Depot? I think I did say it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was on the air or not.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. If I didn't say it on the air, there's
a big deal. But today's a good day to shop, right?
Yeah. And we're going to help you with your holiday spending in a few minutes with some experts in that department, although I don't know. I think Jennifer and Victoria are probably experts in their own right as to spending money at holiday.
Oh,
or
I'm
do you
really
have a
good
budget?
At it.
Jennifer, I can't believe you have a budget. I would think
I
Victoria
don't have
might.
A budget, no.
No, but Victoria does, right? Victoria, you got a budget?
I don't ever think about that, honestly. I just
really just spend.
Yeah,
spend,
we have such a small. Spend, no, spend. We have such a small family, so yeah. It's just my parents and my brother and me, and mm-hmm. Lewis and I just do something little for each other, and that's kind of it.
Sweet, good. Well, that's kind of the way it's boiled down with us.
Yeah,
buy big things for everybody.
I still buy gifts for everybody.
I know you do.
I need to par down, I guess.
Yeah, you should. Well, but you're the generous sort. Not that Victoria's stingy. It just is.
Okay. Just call me Ebenezer.
I want to know, what's the female of Ebenezer? Ebenezer?
Sheebenezer.
Ebenezer.
Yeah.
There is a new do-it-yourself device being tested by doctors to give yourself breast enhancement.
This is a bad idea.
Yes.
There's a tiny pump attached. It releases gas into a pouch, which will slowly create a pocket for some kind of permanent implant. What I'm trying to visualize here is, what do? Cut a hole in your breast and stick this thing up in there yourself? How do you do that?
Is this real? Is this one of those fake stories on Facebook?
I am. That could be. I'm just remembering several stories about women who had breast enhancement surgery and then it poisoned their system and had them taken out.
Yeah.
And you see pictures of some of these huge women who have like 900-inch breasts and, you know, that they're pumped up with.
I'm sorry, 900 inches?
Well, large breasts. And I don't even understand how men think that's sexy or women think it's sexy. What do you do with that? Is that too crude?
What do you do with that? I don't know.
How do you?
All three girls on your show have natural big breasts anyway, so yeah. I think we kind of fight them, don't we?
Do you? Why do you
fight
them?
Well, sports bras are difficult. I mean, it's not always pleasant.
Well, I like to make sure mine are just lifted up. I uplift my girls to make them happy, you know?
Hello. Yeah. Good.
They smile when you do that, or what happens?
Oh, yeah, and so does everybody else around me, so it's a win-win.
Jennifer. All right. Speaking of enhancement, The Rock has been named too. Yesterday we were talking about him being interested in politics. It turns out there are lots of interviews with him in the last day or so because he's been named the sexiest man alive.
This is it. The day you've been waiting for. I know you're nervous. So am I. My first game, too. Now it's time to go out there and put it on the scoreboard. Now it's time to see who has the heart. Now is the time to prove to yourselves and prove to everyone out there that even though you're locked up, you are worthy of something.
He said his girlfriend.
If we went from Donald Trump to the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, the wave has been paid. You know, Barack Obama sort of became a celebrity president. He was hanging out with a lot of people in Hollywood. Now we've got The Apprentice.
A real celebrity.
Right, a celebrity. Right. I mean, hey.
So he says his girlfriend, whose name is Lauren Hashian, I don't know who she is, is going to freak out with his new designation. But she already thinks I'm the sexiest man alive. The Rock is 44 years old. He's been with this woman for 10 years. She's going to scream when she finds out, he said. Apparently, she's a singer and a songwriter. They have a daughter together named Jasmine, who's 11 months old. He says they have a great relationship, implying that it's better because they're not married. I wonder about that. Anyway, he says she teases him about everything. And that's nothing is off limits in our house. We discuss everything. And you know what? That's pretty healthy. I've talked before on the air about him being on here and how pleasant he was genuinely. You can feel it. You can sense it when somebody is just good and cool. And I feel
at the meetings with Vladimir Putin, he'd be like, can you smell what the Rock is cooking? And how awesome would that be?
That would be good. All right, let's talk about something serious here for a moment, please. The Dakota Access Pipeline. I don't understand why good judgment hasn't precluded all this other nonsense that's going on around this pipeline construction project. So now this story continues with a focus on a federal judge who has been asked by the Dakota Access Pipeline Company to give them the green light to finish the project. I want to scream, scream, scream. They built a pipeline to either side of the reservoir where the Indians in North Dakota get their, that's not correct, okay, Native Americans, get their water. So it's a 1,000-mile-long pipeline, runs through four states. But now that no environmentalists were on board until the Indians actually started protesting, they want to put the pipeline under their reservoir. Well, what happens if it springs a leak?
Right.
It ruins the water supply. What are you guys, nuts? Why is this an argument? Why is it even a discussion? Why haven't they moved it to a place that makes some sense? Even if the Indians weren't there, why would you want to screw up a public water supply no matter who lived there? I don't even get this. This is the kind of meaningless drivel and stupidity that comes out of the government. Some guy digs his heels in at the Army Corps of Engineers, and then they get into cahoots with the private company building the pipeline, and we're going to show those guys, we're going to save money and go on. No, you can't do it, and we don't want you to do it. And that's it. I think the story, I mean, the facts should be that simple. Why are we having an argument here? Why is there a discussion? The fight's not over, they say. Why are we fighting? This is just damnable and wrong.
And the Army Corps, for them to say, oh, well, you know, a leak isn't really a concern. Really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Look at what happened a few months ago in the southeast, in Georgia and South Carolina.
It's unacceptable.
250,000 gallons of oil just spilling everywhere. I mean, it's crazy to say, oh, well, don't worry about a leak. It's not going to happen.
And I'm for pipelines. We need this pipeline. We need the pipeline from Canada to Mexico. Hopefully Trump will put it back in. But not when it endangers wildlife is usually a specious argument. But this is something factual. You put it underneath the reservoir, what the hell happens if it springs a leak? It's mindless stupidity. We're going to have a fight about it. Oh, man. All right, I've got my blood pressure up now. I don't feel better. I just want this fixed, frankly.
Yeah.
How much money are you spending for the holiday season? We'll focus on the way to think about spending money. What's the priority? We'll delve into that next year.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, many of us are trying to plan our budget for the holiday season. A lot of you are figuring out what to plan on spending. We've invited Melissa Bastos to talk with us about, maybe give us some insight. Maybe there's a better way of bringing Melissa into this. She's the Director of Market Research and Corporate Strategy for Cotton Incorporated, which would lead me to believe that you like talking, when it comes to retail anyway, about clothing. But yet there are a lot of uses. Maybe can we take a side trip here, Melissa, for a moment, and talk about all the uses for cotton that are not clothing?
Well, good morning. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Cotton is in so many things. It's some things you're probably not even aware of, but obviously clothing is going to be the largest end use for cotton, but also home textiles like your bath towels, sheets, bedding. Cotton is also in things like your money, dollar bills. It can even be some of the linters for the cotton is used in food. It can be in ice cream. It can be in your shampoo. It can be used in, you know, cement. And I mean, there's a whole list of things. You'd be amazed at what cotton is used
in. You know, I'm a
truly
farmer.
The fabric of our lives.
I'm a dairy farmer. And now that you mention it, I remember having some cotton mixed in cotton seed, too, into the feed that we fed cotton.
Yes.
I'd forgotten all about that, yeah. I was looking at some material for drapes and covers for various sofas that are in my house, and a lot of that fabric is cotton, too, I guess, isn't it?
Yes, it can. Yeah. Absolutely can be. Yeah,
right.
And should
okay.
be as far as we're concerned. Yeah.
But
yes, it can be in so many
that's
places.
Right. Okay. So we're, when it comes to clothing this year, where do you figure people are going to spend more money and time, shopping online or in the stores?
Well, we definitely see clothing actually being a big part of gift giving this year. So it's the number one item that consumers say they plan to give as a gift. About 61% of consumers planning to buy gifts say clothing's their top choice. So what we do see is that they plan to buy some really cotton-centric items, actually. The top of the list is going to be T-shirts, actually, denim jeans, as well as sweaters and sleepwear. But in terms of where they're buying it, there's a couple places. In-store is going to be the main place that they're buying it. But Internet plays a key role because they're doing research online. They're taking a look at, you know, getting ideas off of social media or taking a look at the retailers and what they're offering. So it's important for the retailers, really, to be able to offer the same things that consumers are looking at online in their physical store, because we see that about two-thirds of consumers plan to go to the physical store to actually purchase their products because they like the atmosphere. They want to experience that holiday, environment, to hear the music, to see the display, and to touch and feel the clothing.
All right. So are we going to be faced with the same thing this year that we have in the last few years, 3-4 years, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday and shopping being really prevalent, or people not falling for that stuff anymore?
Well, actually, early estimates and analysts are coming out to say this is supposed to be a really healthy year for holiday shopping.
Right.
And definitely part of that is going to be sales. I mean, consumers in the U.S. are really conditioned to buy on sale at this point. They're looking for deals. That's part of, you know, what they want. So what we see from our research is actually Black Friday, there's a significant increase in the percent of consumers who say they plan to be in a store buying products, not just clothes, on Black Friday. So about half of consumers tell us that's what they plan to do. And then another area they'll plan to shop, or another time they'll plan to shop, will be Small Business Saturday, the local Saturday that comes kind of after the Black Friday, where they support their local businesses. But then also consumers will be, you know, shopping online as well. So we see about 49% of consumers say they're also going to shop, do Black Friday deals online, and then even Cyber Monday, 47%. So those are really the largest ones we see. But there's other, you know, events as well, like, you know, National Free Shipping Days, or even, you know, Green Monday or after Christmas deals. So, you know, consumers are, they want to take care of a lot.
Yeah. But
they're
pay
up
more
for a deal anytime.
Well, people really are focused, though, on deals. They know it's kind of like Pavlov's dog. They are used to incentives, and so now they, you know, just kind of wait for them. And as soon as they're there, bing, bang, and the earlier you get them, the more reward, I guess, you get. And the good news here is that you're expecting, through the research, they will have a good holiday season that's good for businesses. As long as we keep our focus on what the holiday is really all about, it is nice to see these sort of things as an ancillary part of the holiday. Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Bastos here with us at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel, to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Things I talked about. I don't tell the story on the air too much. Once in a while, I tell the story about how I actually became a radio personality that did talk. I was a disc jockey, and I was. It was the weekend that Earthquake was number one at the box office. It was a Saturday morning, and I was on the air, and the turntables didn't work, and I didn't have anything to do. I couldn't put music on the air, so I just started talking. And I talked about some of the local issues, and I talked about having seen Earthquake the night before. And so it became a part of, that's how I remember it so vividly, a part of my first conversation on the air doing a talk show. It was really quite a movie. Steve McQueen, Charlton Heston, every big star, George Kennedy, everybody that was big at the time had a role in this thing one way or another, didn't they?
Well, no Steve McQueen, but Charlton Heston, George Kennedy, Ava Gardner.
Ava Gardner, yeah.
Even Walter Matthau had a part as the drunk in the film. That came out 42 years ago today.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, I remember real quickly standing in line. I was 9 years old, standing in line at the Mayfair Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York, waiting to get in to see that on, I think, the second day on a Saturday after the day it opened. And, you know, people may not realize this in the audience, but before Star Wars, a lot of people say Star Wars was their childhood, but the disaster genre in the early 70s, right, like the Poseidon Adventure, Earthquake, Towering Inferno, was Star Wars for a lot of people who grew up in that decade.
All right. So I just remembered Towering Inferno was William Holden, Steve McQueen, wasn't there?
And Paul Newman, yep.
Richard,
the same year.
Richard Chamberlain, wasn't that? That was all.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Jennifer Jones.
Yeah, right.
Great movie.
Okay. All right, so there's a little remembrance from movies in the past. Chucker is going to talk about movies in the present, some movie news. What's the plan for the future? What are the big holiday movies? We'll get to that in a moment here. It's 55 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Sepsis. It's a term you usually only hear around the hospital intensive care unit.
Sepsis refers to the signs of inflammation in the presence of presumed infection.
But as Dr. Steve Peters explains, sepsis can occur anywhere with just about any infection.
Most common would be bacterial infections, but one can have sepsis with other types of bugs also.
For an initial diagnosis, you need to have a presumed or confirmed infection along with two of the following three symptoms: a temperature above 101, a heart rate above 90 beats per minute, or a respiratory rate over 20. Patients who develop altered mental status, rapid breathing, and a drop in systolic blood pressure should also undergo early evaluation for sepsis. While most people recover from mild sepsis, Dr. Peters warns that severe cases and septic shock can be dangerous, even deadly. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and
Uncle Alvin? Surprise!
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make Vantage Hotels Family of Brands your spare guest room. Save 15% when you stay now through December 29th and book at VantageHotels.com. With 1,100 locations, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn, we have room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Alvin.
All right, Uncle Chuck is here. Chuck Curry, our movie man with movie news. Chucker, what's happening on the screen?
First off, Disney says that there were 1,270,000 online views of its Beauty and the Beast live action trailer in one day.
That's a million of those were Kara and me. Watching it over and over.
You know, and I said the last few years, why advertise on TV with TV spots for movie attractions when social media really does the trick? I mean, if you don't know a movie's coming out on the internet, you're just lost. I mean, I always wondered why they spend multi-millions of dollars on TV commercials when the cheaper, more effective way certainly is internet. Other news, Matt Damon, Doug, will make an appearance in Ocean's 8, the female-oriented spin-off of Ocean's 11. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and Rihanna will star. I guess they want to bridge the property.
Why can't they get Clooney in on it as well?
Well, I know they probably just wanted one actor to do a bridge.
So why would they choose Clooney instead of Matt Damon?
I don't know the answer to that question. But I'll call George Clooney after we get off the air. I'll get back to you.
Or check in with Brad Pitt, see why he's not in it either.
Another day, another superhero story. Paramount Pictures has acquired the rights to The Green Hornet and hired director Gavin Hood to reboot the property with a more serious and edgy take on the 60s superhero character. Seth Rogen did a Green Hornet movie a few years ago.
Silly.
Half comedic, half serious. It was okay.
It wasn't bad, actually, for him.
But it was not what fans really want to see out of a superhero movie. So add Green Hornet to the list of ongoing superhero characters we're going to see in theaters in the next few years.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.